Blog Talk Radio.
We're praying tonight for the people of Hollywood North. Those who lost so many. Our ancestors, Ashe, Ashe. We're praying for those that have lost so much. Terror.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world
up on the must
come together as one.
We're praying for those that lost loved ones.
Oh, when it's time to lend a
hand to life,
the greatest gift of all,
so the lost go
on. Pretending day by day, that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We all a part of God's great big family,
and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the children.
I share with our ancestors. You know, I haven't rung my bell in a while as we cross over. I cut a tape on CNN, then I cut a tape on YouTube about the killing in Highland, in Highland, Illinois. And the killing with assault rifles all over this land. And I want to tell you, Janice 2734, I want to tell you that when I cross over, I say, this is crossover with the ancestors tonight. And I want to tell you, Janice, you asked me, where are you supposed to go? What kind of good energy for you? And I feel that this year will be a year of change for you. And I see you getting out of the marriage that you're in because it's abusive. And your mother stood beside me along with your grandmother. And they pointed for you to go out the door. Now, I want to tell you, you can listen or not. I'm just telling you what they say. It is time for you to cut ties with that and go head on for life. Some of you so caught up in situations you can't leave because you're living a lie. If you're being abused mentally, physically, and sexually, call it marriage, is nothing but you're caught up in a slavery cramp. You cramp. So I want to tell you, your grandmother and your mother want you to move on. Call me later on. We'll talk more about it. Thank you, kind spirit. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Tonight is called with our ancestors. I want to say what happened in Highland, Illinois. The young man dressed up like a woman and got out the crowd. But he's a raging demon. He possessed. And the ancestor, and his mama and daddy know it. They know he messed up. They know he cursed. So when you get people that are cursed, they do evil things. I want to tell you, Robert, I'm talking to you tonight. Robert, if somebody come and stand in the spirit realm for saying that you're going to be all right, you know, and told me to tell you that all is well and things going to work for you, and all that's on you, that's going to disappear. The sickness you got is not normal. We rang the bell. I will talk to you later on about it, what you need to do in order to move that busy and those that did the ceremony up on the mountain. Broke the curse, and we did the ceremony, and he broke the curse off of that. And she told me, he's a bishop, when you get back to Illinois, you're going to find out there's going to be assault in Illinois, and there's going to be assault in Indiana, okay? And there's going to be assault in Cleveland, okay? So he named the city. He told me about a plane that's going to crash. And I listened to what he said. And as we was up on the mountain, the eagles came. Tell you, Mary. And you can listen if you want to. I talked to Chief Izzy. And Chief Izzy said, tell that lady that it's time for her to move out and do her business. And why she waiting? She visited told me about many of you that calls in and tell me what's going on with you. You tell me some of the stuff that happened to you. Jerry, she visited asked me about you. I know how he knows you. He said, tell you that it's time for you to tell your mother and your father with you. They've been pleased with you, Jerry. As they please with you, and they please, and your wife and your mother-in-law, your mother and your father, they kind of move together to keep you balanced where you can keep your wife balanced, because there's lots of jealousy of your wife by her friend, because your wife have really worked hard to try to help people. And some of the people that she called her friends ain't her friends. That's that. Now, I want to tell you, Melissa, I want to go to the spirit world. Your father is sitting in the chair with a big smile on his face. He said, my sister got it right, and you got it right. Psalm 77. And he said, going into this year, you're going to see some things happen to people that have did him wrong when he was in the physical world. Now he's in the spirit world. And he told me to tell you all is well. And thank you, James. And he just smiled because some things you're doing, he's behind 100%. Patricia. I feel good energy, but I feel now with the people in Texas that died in those trailers and that died down there, I could see their spirit wandering. So you're going to see storms and floods because so much negative energy been put out there. And the ancestors, I say, now down in Texas where the kids died, those kids were sacrificed. They were spirits. And anytime people do sacrifice, it bring on spirit. It bring on the truth. And behind that, people die that's doing evil. People die that doing evil. The young man that got shot 60 times. Now, those did it, they got cursed. They family, what they did to that boy, shot him 60 times, the curse going to fall on their children. I share, I'm talking about the answer. When you do evil, and you do it evil, it falls on the family member. It falls on some of the family member. When it falls on the family member, that's because it falls on the family member, because the family member don't know that when your children messed up, that's why you can't keep marriage, because the curse. And I had some people come when I do astral travel, when I do remote viewing. And I want to tell you down in Arkansas, in Forest City, your mother came and your daughter came and said, don't worry about that because it's not going to last. So all you got to do is just read your scripture and lay back. I'm talking to 5350. I'm talking to you. All is well. When you get back home, going to be a lot of changes in that building you're going to see. And it's going to lock, going to go on. I just want to tell you that. And all is well. You know, I was looking. Your mother came to me. And when your mother came, she talked about your nephew or something, that somebody was sick. And the doctor said they ain't got long, but the doctor don't know. He have to turn his life over to God and he can be healed. But he have to let go and let God, I say. I want to say that to you tonight. 23, I want to tell you tonight. Thank you. Joanne, I want to tell you, your mother came, Joanne, and it said that you have nothing to be ashamed of her. Don't let the family members upset you. You did all you could do. You took from your job from New York and come home, took care of to the end. And she said, all that in the will belongs to you. And she meant for you to have it, okay? You ain't got to stay down south. You can go back to New York if you want to. But I would like to say you need to take that home, remodel it, and fix it up where you can come back and forth, because it's going to be a time that you're going to leave New York. You're going to come back to Jackson, Mississippi, okay? Because lots of your friends are moving to Arkansas, to Tennessee. They're moving out of the city. They're going to the country. I just want to say that. I want to tell you all is well. Maxine, okay? I'm looking at you, Maxine. Maxine, I want to tell you all is well. And you lost your husband and you haven't recovered from his death. And cars, you buy new cars, that don't solve the problem. To solve the problem, and he come, he looked at you, he smiled, and he keep on going. But it's something he gave you, and I want you to look in the scrapbook, and it's a picture, you and him together. He wrote something on it. You ain't never seen it. When you get in the scrapbook and you see it, you call me. He wrote something on there. He wrote his death from the back of that picture, and y'all was much younger. And he left something on there, and he was telling me that when you see it, you understand it, okay? So look in the scrapbook that you and him on the picture, y'all was much younger, and it's going to be on there. I say. Now, I want you to understand, as I cross over tonight with our ancestors, talk about the assault weapon and what happened in Sandy Hook, what happened in Texas, what happened in Howland, Illinois, what happened in Buffalo, New York. It's going to happen again. And the curse, yeah, the curse fall on those that's in power to ban the assault weapon. Because of greed and money, their family is being cursed. And I ain't got nothing to do with it. God's going to do it. And Dr. King said something, and Malcolm said something. The pain that you bringing to people is coming back to you. Okay? So the killing that's going on, the pain that you bring to poor people, the poor people going to bring the pain back to the rich folks. What I'm saying tonight, Ashe, it's time for poor people to come together. Poor blacks, poor whites, poor Indians, poor Mexicans. When the poor get together, it's more ants than elephants. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. When the ants get together, laws change. And we got to move everybody out the White House and get a new group of people to obey poor people. So the Poor People Campaign, and we're going to set up the Resurrection City across the length, breadth of this nation, is in the spirit. It's a seed in the spirit of the mind of the people the ancestor put it in. Because we are family. Come on. we are family. And this is Calling by our Ancestors tonight, Ashe Ashe. I want to tell you, 9607, I heard from your father. He said he's going to show you. It's a piece of money tied up. Going to loosen up for you. Thank you, kind spirit. And don't get excited. Don't let nothing excite you. Do your math, and it'll work for you. Ashe, Ashe. I want to say that to you. As I cross over tonight with the ancestor, I want to say 3838, and I want to tell you, Sister Pat, I got you. And Pat, I want to tell you tonight, you've been worried about should you move or should you stay where you're at. I want to tell you tonight, when I come to you, your mother, your grandmother, and this three generations bought that land. And your great-grandfather bought that land. And they want you to keep that land in the family. And I know you want to get away from there, but they want you to keep the land. And I want to tell you, it's time for you to end that marriage. Now, your grandmother telling me it's time for you to go. It's time for you to move to the next level, okay? And you've been with it for 3 years, and that's 3 years too long, okay? The lady talking to me, name is Emma. Write this name down. Her name is Emma. And when you look in your family history, you're going to see who Emma, her name is Emma, and her picture is in the family book. And when you turn and look in the back, you see Emma. Emma is telling me to tell you there is some oil and some rights on that land. So that's why the people want to buy it. And she said, get somebody to check it out. I share. Leave that alone. As I call those now, I feel the energy of you that need to know, but some of you don't want to know because you want to stay in the same situation you in. You make all kind of excuses. If you don't make a start, you ain't going to make it. You know, I want to say to you, all is well. Now, if anybody else want to press one on your phone, I'll give you one. And as I cross over, because I'm going to talk about what happened in Illinois and what happened in Sandy Hook. But as I cross over tonight, I'm just telling you all is well. And when it works, it's going to work for you. I say. See, so that would work. Tonight, as we cross over, we bring new ideas, new things to you. And this is what I wanted to tell you. 9607, I'm going to tell you, when I was talking to your father, his spirit laughed about how successful you're going to be and how people around you don't even understand your spirituality. I say, so get ready for when you call me, I'm going to tell you what the spirit tell me about your new business, and it's going to be very successful. And I want 8138, you call me. You called me earlier, but I was cutting the tape. I want you to call me because I want this is the seventh month. Things happen in the seventh month. Spiritual things happen. And I want to tell you, some of you lie about your truth. You know, and you got to stop lying and be true to thyself for the ancestor to work with you. I was telling a young man how his grandfather came to him, and he was wondering why he was like he was. As we crossed over and talked to his grandfather, he told him what was happening. And some of you would not accept because you're so hung up in religion that you don't know this is a spiritual walk. Some of you got so many hanks on you, you're so crossed up that you can't think outside the box. I learned that with Chief Izzy. When Chief Izzy did what he did, the boy was in jail, and the boy was in jail, he come to himself because he was put under a spell. And when Chief Izzy did what he did, and the chief, after we did it, I got a call this morning that the boy done come to his mind. And the psychologist and the people in the crazy house said, he all right. He can come on. Whatever on him, he changed overnight. The spirit, oh, I wish I had some, turn that stuff around. I want to tell Brother Joe, Brother Joe, you walked into some evil that you didn't even know that was there. And that hit you, and it tried to turn you around. That if somebody there was jealous of you, somebody there at that meeting had talked about you, and they all crossed up, and that went on you, but you were able to pick it up, bam, and dismissed it. I say. I'm going to leave that alone. But I just want to say that. Tonight, I want to deal with what happened in Highland, Illinois. More going to happen to them people in the White House begin to get it together. And that's what this is all about. They got to get it together because they have turned their back on what was going on. They've turned their back on what's happening. And that's important to understand. They have turned their back. And this, I'm going to play a little of this hymn that I was in a meeting today, and we talked about some of the stuff that happened.
Probably the only place in the world where somebody can have an assault weapon.
Well, America do more killing than anything. The blood at the hand of the Democrats and Republicans are not banning the assault weapon. What happened in Sandy Hook? What happened in Buffalo? Assault rifles. What happened in Texas? Assault rifles. And they passed a watered-down bill for the people, and that was a big show. And Democrats went for it, and public went for it, because the writer is pouring millions of dollars to politicians. So this would come to me. Poor people campaign. Poor people got to come together to stop the killing, save the baby. Black, poor people, white, poor people. The poor people and said, let's stop the killing until the poor people come together. That's white, brown, red, all of them said, stop it. That's the only way to watch that. We got to vote them people in there out. All them people in there, we vote them out. Because them that's in there got to be voted out because they're not doing right and the killing is going on. So what we got to do, Jerry, we got to vote them people out. So the poor people campaign, when I said poor people campaign, white, black, and it's got to do with the gas, it's got to do with food going up, it's got to do with less jobs, it's got to be a point where poor people come together. Resurrection City that Dr. King had, we got to bring that back. It's the poor people, the rich get richer, and the poor get poor. All them people watching, they rich. All them congressmen, they rich. Give a damn what's happening to poor people, black, white. They don't care about the medical condition. All the dope that they got in you, buy them pills, they charge you. So until the poor people, and I'm working on a poor people campaign. And I was talking to Chief Izzy up in South, but he's the bishop. You got to go back to the people. And the people got to say, enough is enough. And you're going to have killings and shootings to watch them clean itself out. And the way you clean it out is change the votes. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
You know what? All they had to do was they had an assault weapons ban that they repealed.
Uh-huh.
They had one.
Yeah.
And when Trump has got an office, they repealed that. And assault weapons just went.
Well, assault weapon is them guns used for war. The doctor was in, the doctor's over there in, the doctor was there Sunday, said he hasn't seen this kind of carnage, people's arms shot off. people's legs shut off. He ain't seen that since Vietnam. He was a doctor. He was waiting on the people. So America got to step up to the plate. More killing going on in America than any other country in the world. Okay? So guns, like, let me give you an example. In Chicago, 7 people got killed on the holiday. 2 got shot. New York, 75 people got shot. 20 people was killed. Los Angeles, that you on and on. In New Orleans, in Alabama, in Mississippi. These are Republican states. And these are Republican, Democratic states. And the politician, that means the Democrat is for it and the Republican for it. You got to call what it is. What it is, poor people, not black folks, not white, poor people got to come together. Not King seen that. That we have to come together and demand, shut it down or get out of office. And it's going back to it's going back to telling these corporations they got to step up to the plate because they're making money. I mean, you name the corporation, Disney, all of them, Hollywood, all of them down in New Orleans. They had the Essex magazine, black folks. They had 4 or 5 shootings down there. Well, not down there, but women. So what I'm saying, the gun is available. You can get a gun before you can get a McDonald's hamburger in anywhere in the city. You can get some dope anywhere. What is available for poor folks, folks depressed, folks that don't have no way out. Okay, so this is what society is putting on. You got people coming to Vietnam and Korea that ain't seen the doctor, and they fought for this country. Here it is, 4th of July, and all over this country, cops getting killed. Here's a boy getting killed, time in Chicago, the police do a year. Here's over in Akron, Ohio, 60 times, and the government ain't said nothing about it. Over in Highland, you had the police there, you had the FBI there, you had the congressman, you had the governor there, and the president, they might go there. So it let you know that this kind of stuff that's going on got to stop. See? And the ancestors is reaching out. And we got to understand, what can you do? Come together, poor people. You got poor white folks, you got poor black folks, you got poor Indians, and you got the rich getting richer and the poor getting poor. What that mean? The rich ain't giving a damn about the poor folks. Poor folks is for themselves. So if you poor, it ain't no middle class. The middle class is gone. You rich or you poor. Okay? And that's just making up to. The COVID situation, the pharmaceutical, and all kind of money, how much money that they put back into the neighborhood? Not a dime. They still selling drugs and dope and still saying you got the COVID. What they doing with all the money? Where all the money going? They spending thousands, trillions of dollars over the Ukraine and war. We are destroying ourselves. So what's going on? Black folks, white folks, I'm talking about poor folks. I ain't talking about black. Poor folks. This war is against poor folks. So, and that's what's going on. It's going against poor folks in this country. And once we realize that and come together, them bombs out of Washington. Take them racists out of Washington. We're still dealing with racism, white race. If you black, you got a mark on you, and you get shot, you get killed, boy shot 60 times. Can you justify shooting a black man 60 times? Yeah, because they in the Klan. They in all these different groups, and they hate us. The code for out there where the guy says, oh, this is a safe community. This don't happen to you. You got crazy white boys right now. Got more assault weapons in the suburbs right now as we speak. And I don't know where the black politicians trying to get up with the white folks when they should be dealing with this racist stuff that's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, all over America. Black folks are being depressed. Talk about black folks, you're talking about poor folks. They ain't giving a damn about black folks, white folks. getting richer and the poor getting poorer until we come together as ants. And we go, as the ants come together, Dr. Coleman says this, it's more ants than elephants. If the ants, the poor people come together, it's going to be some change in America. We at the brink of revolution. I'm talking about we at revolution. I'm talking poor people against rich folks. And then the...
That's some of the stuff that's going on we talked about. But I want to say this to you tonight. I want to tell you, 3203, your father come in the queue when I was talking to tell you and your sister all is well. And y'all, you two women are going to be very wealthy. And maybe you have to walk that walk by yourself. And he told me for you to read this. I don't know, 71 number of Psalm and Psalm 55. I don't know what that means, but he said, "Bitch, I'm not a Bible man, but since you that you give her that, and you keep talking to them and motivating them, that's what he told me." Ashe. When I cross over, I tell you some things that I see. So I want you to get ready. I want to talk a little bit about what happened in Howland, Indiana. I mean Howland, Illinois. I keep saying Indiana, but it was Howland, Illinois. I want to tell you what happened there. I want to go there with you. And I want you to know what happened in Howland, Illinois.
What because as we go forward in the courtroom and in the community, we must do everything we can to make sure the poor that are these streets, that echo.
This is Howland, Illinois.
Thank you very much. At this time, I would introduce the U.S. Attorney and really all the people here in the Northern District of Illinois. I want to ask over some of the same words we just heard from State Attorney Reinhart and commend all the law enforcement partners and agencies who are represented here today and all of our first responders for everything they did to bravely put their lives on the line to help others in need. Our office, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and our other Department of Justice components, most notably the FBI and the ATF, have been working very closely with our state and local law enforcement partners to mitigate this horrific attack. We have been and we will remain in regular communication with these partners, and in particular the Lake County State Attorney's Office. And I've been in regular contact with State Attorney Reinhart since the beginning of this investigation. These state murder charges are appropriate at this time. We will continue to deploy our federal resources in collaboration with these state and local partners to ensure that individuals who commit horrific acts of violence like this using firearms are held accountable. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to the Chief of the Highland Park Police Department, Lou Jocko.
Hours have been a lesson in the duality of humanity. While the actions that brought us all together spoke the cruelty and callousness of one person to show the people he did not know were taking their lives, the unwavering commitment of our Highland Park team, the drive and determination of those who assisted us in making this arrest, and the outpouring of love and support from the community and from people across the nation and the globe have shown us the best in humanity. The American spirit means throughout this response to this horrific and absolutely senseless act of violence. We would not be standing here this afternoon announcing the arrest of this suspect without the assistance of countless law enforcement agencies from multiple counties, from the Illinois State Police, FBI, ATF, NYPD, Lake County Coroner's Office, the hospital staff, our medical community, and Deputy Chief Chris Cavelli of the Lake County Major Crime Task Force. Thank you. To the Highland Park community, strength is buoy our team to incredible moments. To our City Highland Park team, the Fire Department, Public Works, our City Managed Office, our Finance, and our Community Development Department, your contributions have been invaluable. Thank you.
Council,
thank you for your engagement and support.
Not
Amen.
Struggle I and others have been waging
in America. A few years ago, that was a shining moment in that struggle. It seemed as if that was a real promise of hope for the poor, both black and white, through the poverty program. Then came the build-up in Vietnam. I watched the program broken as if it was
8138, I see your hands up. What you want to ask tonight?
Whatever you have to tell me, Bishop.
Well, I want to tell you this. I reached out for your mother in the spirit realm, and she wants you to be a good courage, and she wants you to know that all is well, and don't be depressed. And don't let nothing upset you. But she smiled about you setting up your business, and the money going to be in place for your business to grow. And she was dressed up with a pretty dress with butterflies on the dress, old dress. And she smiled, and she's holding a little baby in her hand. Like in her arms, she got a little baby in her hand. Okay, so I don't know if that somebody lost the baby, but she holding the little baby in her hand, and the baby is smiling. I don't know what that means. Maybe you might know. But all is well, and she don't want you to get your blood pressure up and get upset about things that's gonna happen. This is a spiritual month for you to do what you need to do, okay? That, and the scripture that I want you to read, Psalms 29 and Psalm 57, I just want you to read that in Psalms 22. That'll work for you on something you're working on now, because it looks like people are trying to wean you away from your spirituality. Thank you, Chance.
Well, I don't put it in the plaything of a society formed mad on gold. And I knew that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor, so long as adventures like Vietnam continue to draw men and skills and money like some demonic destructive suction to them. You may not know it, my friend. It is estimated that we spend $500,000 to kill each enemy soldier.
Probably a billion now.
We spend only $53 for each person classified as poor. And much of that $53 goes for salaries to people who are not poor. So I was increasingly compelled to see the war as an enemy of the poor and attack it as such. Perhaps a more tragic recognition of reality took place when it became clear to me that the war was doing far more than devastating the hopes of the poor at home. It was sending their sons and their brothers and their husbands to fight and die in extraordinarily high proportion relative to the rest of the population. We were taking the black young men who had been crippled by society, sending them 8,000 miles away to guarantee liberties in Southeast Asia, which they had not found in Southwest Georgia and East Holland. So we have been repeatedly faced with the cruel irony, watching Negro and white boys on TV screens as they kill and die together for a nation that has been unable to keep them together in the same schoolroom. So we watch them in brutal solidarity burning the huts of a poor village. We realized that they would hardly live on the same block in Chicago, Carver, or Atlanta. I have walked among the desperate, rejected, and angry young men. I have told them that Molotov cocktails and rifles would not solve their problem. But they ask, and rightly so, what about Vietnam? They ask if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problem. And I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world, my own government. America and most of its newspapers applauded me in Montgomery. I stood before thousands.
Legal basis for equality of opportunity. Since passage